It is 7:14, and a Prince George gun shop is moving its business to Vanderhoof after being robbed 3 times in 2 weeks. Thieves made off with 35 guns in total. Denny Astorino is the manager of Nachako Outdoors, and he joins me on the line this morning. Good morning, Denny.
Good morning.
So you were targeted, it seems, by thieves for your story, hey?
It looks that way. I guess word gets out once I get in the first time, and it was success. They must have got out, and it looks like they targeted us 3 times.
So that's a fairly short period of time. I mean, how much opportunity did you have to beef up security or secure the stuff in the store?
Well, it was the first time we thought it was a random thing. After the second time I beefed up security, we put extra grating and stuff on the doors, thinking that we had had secured the place, of course. Mm-hmm. Then the third time it happened again, because of the third time, basically I believe our doors had to be closed. We had the RCMP come, I wasn't too happy the way they treated us. I know they have certain procedures they have to go by, but after the third time, they basically started saying it could have been something internally. Previously, they had caught the first group of people that had broken in the first time. I don't believe they had caught anyone the second time.
What do you know, Denny, about those about the people who robbed you?
Well, it was supposedly on the news the third time. It was a gang member or a person or a group from Calgary was the third time. The first time it was some people from, I believe, from Prince George. That's still going, I think, through the courts. I haven't had much feedback from the RCMP, which is really bothering.
But you say that they thought it might be an internal robbery, like someone within your own store robbing your own store?
Well, the bad thing was the first couple times I was there, it was early in the morning, between 5 and 6 o'clock in the morning, which one of the members said, you hear them talking and they go, these guys know when our shift changes are, because it's all being done during shift changes because there's no coverage between our shift changes, right? So, you hear stuff like that. After the third time when I was in there, they basically escorted me out of the business. I got there at 5 in the morning. They escorted me out at 7 when the 7 o'clock crew came on. And I sort of asked why, and they said, well, we're doing an internal investigation. And I basically asked why and told them that the big boss would be there. Well, he'll be escorted out of the premises also, so they did some of that, an investigation, they did some of that stuff, and then they basically took the big boss down to RCMP station and basically interrogated him, and I think that was a lot of the deciding factor for them deciding that we were no longer going to be in Prince George. I don't believe they were treated fairly, and after they did catch the third group, there was no apology. Mm-hmm. You get comments from the RCMP. I said, "Well, what can we do to stop this?" And basically, they said, "Nothing. It's insurable." Well, guess what? The insurance companies don't want to insure you anymore because you're thought of as a high risk business. People are breaking in, so they don't want to insure you. So basically, there's nothing you can do. Also, we had some firearms. We have the firearms displayed out there. After we took all the precautions of beefing up the security and stuff, they basically gave us an option to get rid of the guns or put them in the detachment. Which
but
I don't think that's actually allowed.
Well, Denny, you're moving the guns to your store in Vanderhoof. What will that mean to sales?
Well, that's exactly it. We had no choice. We had to move the guns to Vanderhoof. RCMP said we had no choice. I also had the Ron Hardy, who was the firearm safety guy, person, and he came in and he took pictures before after the first break-ins. He took pictures after the third break-in, and he actually was really well, really, really supportive of us, and he, you know, he basically let the RCMP know that, hey, we took every precaution that we could to try to avoid any more break-ins, and you know, he actually stood behind us very well. I recently have spoken to him, yeah, of course, because he's employed by the RCMP. He's not allowed to comment on any of this stuff. So,
Denny, Calgary's a long way to go to steal some guns. So obviously they can go a little further down the road in another hour and steal guns from your new location. What will you do to make sure that your inventory is safe there?
Well, the store is set up a little differently. The guns are further back in the store, so they're not really as visible from the front. But I mean, nothing is 100% theft proof. If they want something, I guess they'll get something. There is new options that they're looking into, some kind of a foaming or fogging apparatus, that as soon as if they get in, the place fills up with fog, and they can't see anything where they're walking. So they are looking into steps like that also.
Denny, thanks so much for joining us today.
Okay, no problem.
Denny Astorino is the manager of Nachako Outdoors, and he joins me on the line this morning from Prince George this morning.